Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
California. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The headline in the Los Angeles Times. Spring storm sets sights on Southern California with strong wind, heavy rain. Now, not just one storm, a series of storms over these last weeks. So I go to Jeff Bliss because when we last listened to Jeff's report, the ground was filled with water. It's brimming over. The lakes are brimming over. The spillways are brimming over. The mountains are heaped with dozens of feet of snow and more storms coming in. Jeff, a very good day to you. You tell me you're in Orange County. You're near Huntington Beach. This is the time of year you should be out there, big kahuna Bliss, surfing. But no, you're deckhand Bliss on the Nautilus, surviving a storm that, well, describe what it sounded like, Jeff, when the storm hit you in Orange County.
Good day, John. It was probably the loudest storm I've ever been in my life. Been in many of them around the oceans, places where I've lived. And it was so loud, of course, it woke everybody up. Looking out the window, it looked like sheets of water just coming down out of the sky. And the closest sound I can think, it's what it sounds closest to, would be a massive waterfall. It was just that loud. So much water was coming down. When I was able to see bits and pieces of the ground that were illuminated, the water was just, you know, was just rising up because the drainage systems, the floodways couldn't contain it. It was so heavy last night.
The LA Times is reporting a low pressure system that hit you from the Pacific. And with gusts up to 70 miles per hour in your zone. And did the temperature drop as well, Jeff?
Yes, this is us going back to a colder type of storm. We had originally started off, these atmospheric rivers were very cold, and we got a lot of snow out of them, even at very low elevations. And then they changed to the Pineapple Express, which is the more tropical type of rain coming out of the Hawaii area. And now it's gone back to a colder one again. So we've got snow at a lower elevation, and it was much cooler out this morning.
The flooding in your area, you don't have basements, I don't think, so you're not worried about that. Are there mudslides in your area? Are there pieces of the earth opening up?
There are pieces of the earth opening up in the sense that, potholes, major potholes that take up two lanes out of a four-lane freeway, that's happened. There have been some places back in the hills where they've experienced some slides. And they've had a lot of, you know, ponding and flooding on streets along Pacific Coast Highway. And today it was very troubling to see some of the freeways in Los Angeles that were just flooded out. You rarely see that. It was so bad that it rose up so quickly that cars were hit with the water and stranded in the middle of the freeway during rush hour.
Jeff, I want to understand this rain. How long did it last? And are you expecting more in Southern California before we go north?
We are expecting more. It's just around the corner. We are in a break right now. It's actually been sunny out for about an hour or two, but we are looking at a heavy rain tonight. We've been told it could be even heavier than what we experienced last night. Last night's rain probably really started hammering us around, you know, midnight or after midnight, and that lasted through the morning till just around dawn. It kept raining, but now it's let up. So we're glad to have this little space here so we can get some things done.
And to the Central Valley, from Kern all the way to Fresno and then farther north. Report over the weekend was Lake Success was filled, Lake Kaweah was filled, the spillways were filled, and the snow hasn't started to melt yet. Now, were they hit with the same kind of storm you were hit with?
They were. And, so they're already dealing with massive flooding throughout the Central Valley region, and they're looking at it coming back again. There are a number of counties up and down the state that are on flood watches right now. Some of them never got out of the flooding situation they were in before. But as you point out, you know, really, this doesn't even take into account what's going to happen once all that snow, record levels of snow, start melting up in the Sierras and other mountain ranges. then it's anybody's bet what's going to happen. Most people think it's not going to be good.
High wind warnings in your area or north of you, Jeff?
We did have high winds probably in the 40-mile-an-hour range. That's high for us. But if you go up into the northern part of the state, they've been experiencing winds from 70 to 80 miles an hour. I believe there even have been some winds that have clocked in at about 85 miles an hour plus.
A climate scientist, Daniel Swain, this is the LA Times. He's at UCLA. The heaviest rain is definitely going to be in Southern California. That's the Southland. That's where you are. LA and San Diego. More rain out of this storm than a lot of other storms this winter. So this is a heavier rain than you had earlier with all those atmospheric rivers.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but that's what they're forecasting. We've had a couple periods, including last night, that were just beyond anything most of us had seen, experienced here before. But if we're going to get one that's even, you know, bigger, tougher, harder for us to deal with, it's going to be tough for a lot of people who live in the lower lying areas who will be dealing with flooding because, as I pointed out, a lot of the floodways and channels are already up at capacity.
Let's go to the Bay Area, starting in, I'm learning from Jeff how to name these communities, starting in Big Sur to Monterey to Salinas, the north to Santa Cruz. Monterey was already isolated. Is it getting more rain?
It is getting more rain right now. They're getting hit by effects of the storm systems off the coast, where you have we have two storms basically spinning in the same direction, and when they get close enough, they spin off some crazy fast hard weather. It's called the Fujihara effect. But so those places up there, Monterey, inland is Salinas. That's part of the Central Valley. They're getting hit right now. Farther to the south, you have Big Sur. Actually, you have north of Monterey, you have Santa Cruz. But south of Monterey, you have Big Sur. Big Sur is very famous because it's, you know, beautiful area there. Some incredible mountains to the sea type of topography. But they've been getting hit very hard by the storms throughout the train here. This is number 12. I don't know how much more they can take.
Jeff, you reported to me that there were mudslides that were closing a highway, a critical highway, but I don't remember the numbers. Where is that?
This is Highway 70. It's in the northern central part of the state in the Sierras. So if you were to look at Lake Tahoe, which is sort of east of Sacramento, but it's right there on the border of California and Nevada, you go just a bit north of there and you hit Highway 70. And there have been seven road closures now. And that's an important roadway. It's not as important as say, Highway 80 that goes east-west. But it's still important. But it's going to be closed for quite a while because one of these slides, in fact, is just massive. I don't know how long. That could take months to get that fixed.
And into the Sierras and the snowbanks. You've already shown me pictures where it's five stories high. Is there more snow hitting the Sierras?
There is. This over these 48 hours, they're going to be looking at least another 8 inches up there. And, you know, 8 inches might not seem a lot in terms of, you know, a snowfall in a ski resort area. But as you point out, we already have snow that's, you know, higher than a five-story building up there. And in some cases, we're seeing a lot of cases where buildings just can't take it anymore and roofs are collapsing. So that's happening both in northern and central and also in Southern California, where these massive snow piles are on top of homes and businesses and they just can't keep them up anymore.
Not to borrow trouble, but Jeff, but they can look out into the Pacific. What's coming your way? Are there more storms approaching either Pineapple Express or these double spinning hurricanes?
Well, right now they're just giving a forecast over the next 7 days and saying that, you know, by the time we get through this storm over, you know, maybe Thursday, we'll be out of this system. I've heard that there are more out there that are brewing, except they just don't have a complete track forecasted yet. So it's hard for them to say where the landfall will be, if there will be landfall. But it seems safe to say that we're going to see several more during this early springtime.
And how is the driving? Have you been around, Jeff? We have a few seconds.
I have. The driving was very difficult during the heavy rains yesterday. I didn't bother with it last night and won't again tonight, but we've seen it in other places in Southern California where it's been horrendous.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Patton.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, And you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.